Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
This podcast is about some of the things that I do today in terms of health habits that we've learned since the COVID era, and things that have kept me healthy and cognitively, you know, very functional, physically very functional, even as so many other people have been sick. A lot of people have been sick in the last few months, and many of those people have died, unfortunately. So what do I do for health, especially things that I did not do before COVID? Now, of course, I've been practicing really good nutrition for, I don't know, 30 years or whatever it's been. I didn't used to be that way when I was younger. In college, I was drinking sodas, you know. I was eating McDonald's and chicken McNuggets. I really wasn't very healthy then, but that was a wake-up call. Since then, as I learned more and more about nutrition, you know, I got rid of processed sugars and all those kinds of things, all the obvious things that we all know about. And then over time began to take in a lot more superfoods and things like turmeric and broccoli sprouts and, you know, cacao, all kinds of things like that. And I've been living on my smoothie, which is an avocado, banana, whey protein, cacao, turmeric smoothie for maybe it's going on 20 years or something like that. It's been a while. And that smoothie has been great. I have had that for breakfast and lunch literally every day for a very long time. And there's nothing that I want more than that smoothie. I mean, I don't want pancakes and bacon for breakfast. I don't do that. I just, like, my habit is I drink this smoothie, breakfast and lunch, and then I eat one meal a day beyond the smoothie. Now, of course, I drink a very large smoothie, so that counts as, you know, a couple of meals. But then I eat dinner, and I pretty much eat whatever I want for dinner, but I'm careful, you know. It's almost always organic. I don't buy and consume processed foods. I don't eat out very much anymore. I used to a couple years ago, but I rarely do that now, and that's had a big improvement. But here are the things that I'm doing differently. First of all, if I begin to show any kind of symptoms, like just feeling tired when I shouldn't, you know, sudden like lethargy or signs of exhaustion or whatever, feeling sleepy when I shouldn't, or having a sore throat, immediately I take ivermectin. And personally, I just take a 12 milligram pill of ivermectin. And I take the ivermectin, although, you know, I'm not your doctor, so this is my disclaimer. I can't give you medical advice, but I just take the PET ivermectin, which is just called PETmectin. It's a 12 milligram tablet. I take that. And usually then I'll take that for 2 or 3 days. And usually the very next day, everything's already cleared up, but I'll take it for another day or two. And that's it. Like, ivermectin does a lot. Secondly, I do add the foreign protein cleanse into, which has lobelia in it, into my smoothies. And I do some small amount of nicotine from time to time if I'm about to travel or speak to a group or appear in a public setting or anything like that. So I'll use lobelia and nicotine as a defensive mechanism against foreign proteins that might be, you know, floating around out there. Another thing I do is chlorine dioxide. So I only use chlorine dioxide if I get more advanced symptoms, which means I haven't really used chlorine dioxide for a while because I haven't had symptoms like that. But, you know, typically I'll start with ivermectin, and ivermectin knocks it out, whatever it is. But if for some reason it persists, I'll hit it with chlorine dioxide. And again, I'm not your doctor. I can't tell you what to do. You know, this is my disclaimer. I do not promote chlorine dioxide for internal use. I do promote it for external use and cleaning surfaces and eliminating mold and fungal spores and algae. You know, I use chlorine dioxide tablets all the time for treating the water troughs for my animals. And I'll use it in my automatic dishwasher to clean, you know, fungi, whatever, off dishes, just extra sterilization of the dishes. And I use it in buckets of water as a deodorizer for, you know, rooms or for a vehicle. Like one time I had a really bad skunk smell because a skunk got underneath like a porch. And so I used chlorine dioxide to help eliminate skunk smells, and that worked really well. But I will personally drink a diluted form of chlorine dioxide at relatively low parts per million in water. And I would advise you to not take this as medical advice, but rather do your own research. And there's a website called the Universal Antidote. I think it's just theuniversalantidote.com, I believe that's the site. And it's got a comprehensive amount of information there. And I've also done interviews about chlorine dioxide with Dr. Kalker, for example. And, you know, chlorine dioxide used to be called MMS, but I don't like that name. It's just, I think chlorine dioxide or CDS, chlorine dioxide solution, is a better name for it. And I use the method by Dr. Kalker there. So if that's something that interests you for, you know, for non-internal use, just topical use or cleaning surfaces or eliminating mold or fungi or whatever, then, you know, learn about this substance. But I do not travel without it. And you can imagine there's a lot of things I travel with when I do travel, which really isn't that often, but I always take my satellite phone and the satellite bivy stick. So I always have backup communication. You know, of course I have self-defense items with me as well. But on top of that, I'm bringing chlorine dioxide. I'm bringing colloidal silver, and I'm bringing ivermectin with me everywhere I go. I've also learned that it's important to travel with oregano oil because oregano oil can very quickly defeat food poisoning, as can chlorine dioxide in certain cases as well, but oregano oil really knocks it out quickly. And I found it's always good to have like a bottle of sodium bicarbonate capsules, just baking soda, or you can just have a little baking soda box. So many uses for baking soda. Or if you get into some kind of really bad food somewhere and, you know, your stomach's burning up, or maybe the food's too acidic, or there are toxins in it or whatever, you know, baking soda can be useful. Just, again, do your own research on this and, you know, consult with your naturopathic physician if you're going to do anything involving consuming supplements orally. But baking soda is considered, you know, very safe and has a multitude of uses. So I stock up on baking soda. I've got like 50-pound bags of sodium bicarbonate. It's dirt cheap in that format, by the way. Dirt cheap. You should have some. All right, so those are some of the emergency medicine type of things that I do. There's something really cool. There's a portable Triad Air treatment system, a little portable device. We actually sell this now on our website. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/clean air, you can see this little portable device. It's about $150, and that will neutralize the air toxins in like a hotel room or very easily in an RV or, you know, some place like that, like a room or a smaller space or a personal space. And I won't travel without it. And it's just so convenient to help purify the air around me and, you know, just provide that extra layer of defense. And, you know, what's interesting about that is that the Safrax company, SAFRAX.com, they also sell now these kind of chlorine dioxide, I don't know if you call them pouches or whatever, but they're designed to open up the bag and leave it out. And then it helps purify the air by releasing slowly some amount of chlorine dioxide into the air. And this can work as well, and it doesn't require batteries or electricity or anything. And I like that a lot. In fact, Safrax.com is the go-to place for all the various forms of chlorine dioxide for things like treating water troughs, or, you know, making a chlorine dioxide solution for scrubbing, you know, mold or fungi or what have you. You're sterilizing surfaces against pathogens, even Ebola or whatever. Chlorine dioxide is very, very effective at that. So check out safrax.com, S-A-F-R-A-X. And if you use discount code RANGER, by the way, forgot to mention, you'll save 10%. Yeah, the discount code is RANGER. You'll save 10%. Check them out. Okay, and there's another important behavioral thing that I have done differently since COVID. And I don't know if this is something that you have also adopted, but a lot of people have, and that is stop hanging around toxic people. And I don't mean like verbally toxic or emotionally toxic, although that's probably a good rule of thumb as well. I'm talking about people who are vaccine toxic, or they're shedding vaccine factors. They're basically walking bioweapons. They took jabs, and then the jabs took over their, well, mRNA jabs, you know, took over their cells, and they started churning out toxic proteins in their own bodies, and then those get shed by them. And so they're walking around actually contaminating everybody around them. And although I've got all these defenses against those foreign proteins, you know, all the things I've been mentioning here so far, why subject yourself to that? So I don't hang around people that are vaccinated. If I know about their vaccine status, and sometimes I will ask, it's like, you know what? If you're going to be vaccinated, then number one, you hate yourself. And number two, you're a threat to the people around you. And it says this right on the vaccine insert for, you know, Verivax chickenpox vaccines. It says, after you take this vaccine, you should not be around anybody because you could give them chickenpox. Like, well, whoa, how's that possible if the vaccine stops chickenpox? Well, it doesn't. It spreads chickenpox. And the MMR vaccine spreads measles. And that's, I mean, this, it's the whole revenue model for the vaccine industry is to spread disease through the vaccines and then claim that everybody needs more vaccines. I mean, what a racket, criminal racket. So I just choose not to be around people who are vaccinated, because I don't want to be around toxic people. And if you tell me, well, I don't have that choice, I have to be around this group of people for whatever reason, well, guess what I would do? I can't give you medical advice, obviously. I'm not your doctor. But what I would do is I would take ivermectin before the get-together. And then I would also use like a 3-milligram nicotine patch that day and some of the Lobelia foreign protein cleanse. And I don't know, whatever else, like quercetin and zinc and vitamin C and vitamin D, etc. And I would make sure that my defenses were at maximum before I interacted with these people. And I would probably continue ivermectin for, you know, in my case, maybe 3 days, something like that. And I know that I would be okay. What you do is up to you, obviously. But that's what I would do. Now then, this assumes, by the way, that you're not living off consuming a bunch of junk food all the time. That's no good. And that you're not taking a lot of mass medications, because that's also toxic. I don't do that. I don't take any medications. I don't take any vaccines. I don't eat any processed food. I mean, what I have to deal with and what all of us have to deal with is environmental toxins, is toxins floating around in the air. You know, from the fires and whatever else, and the chemtrails, and, you know, there's all kinds of crap that they're dropping on us or spraying on us or sometimes putting into the food supply. That's why it's critical to have clean food, laboratory tested food, which is what we do at healthrangerstore.com. We conduct the laboratory testing at great cost, by the way, and we assess the level of possible contaminants in pre-production lots, for example, and we reject those lots that have high levels of contamination, whether it's aflatoxins or glyphosate or lead or what have you. That's what we're known for, is clean food and nutritional supplements, personal care products, healthrangerstore.com. But I'm my own best customer, you know? I'm consuming my own products every day, all the time. I use my own toothpaste. I use my own laundry detergent. I use my own automatic dishwasher detergent, body soap, plus all the various supplements and the whey protein and everything, because I know it's tested. I know it's clean. And if you're on medications, and I know, you know, there can be certain circumstances where you need it, maybe, you know, post-surgical recovery pain meds, for example, I get it. Just make sure you support your liver and your kidneys so that you can detox all those meds. And for liver detox or liver protection, the best thing out there is glycyrrhizin, which is found in licorice root. And did you know that glycyrrhizin protects you from acetaminophen, which is Tylenol, and it also protects you from alcohol. So if you plan to go out drinking as if you're 22 again or something, if you plan to go out drinking, you should first take some licorice root herb and load up with glycyrrhizin, which is in the herb. That's the molecule that provides the liver protection. So that's a really good defensive mechanism right there. So I use nutrition defensively and according to the situation. Like I said, if I'm going to meet a group, there's certain things that I'm going to do in advance to protect me. If I'm going to eat a certain type of meal or engage in an activity, although I don't go out drinking, but maybe some of you do, you can use licorice root. Or if I'm going to go out and have barbecue, which I do occasionally, like maybe 3 or 4 times a year, then because I enjoy barbecue. I enjoy barbecue brisket. Just not every day, you know, like every once in a while. It's great. And then I feel like I've overdone it at that moment. It's like, oh my God. But I'll take vitamin C in advance of that. And I'll take fruit fiber, or I'll eat fruit. I'll eat apples or oranges or pears or whatever before I eat the brisket, because I know the brisket is, there's cancer-causing carcinogens in brisket. No question about it. I mean, if it's smoked and if any of the fat is burned, you know, there's some cancer-causing elements in there. Does that freak me out? No. I'm still going to eat it, but I'm going to take vitamin C, which neutralizes all that. And the other elements are high fiber, etc., so that my body can sweep it out with fruit fiber. Fruit fiber is the best for that. You can even take it as a supplement. You could take like grapefruit fiber tablets or something, or, you know, various forms of fruit fiber in a supplement form. And those can be very useful for protecting you from dietary toxins. All right, in terms of oils, I do not consume the cheap seed oils. I don't consume canola oil, corn oil, soy oil, any of that crap. I don't eat margarine. I eat regular butter, organic butter. I don't drink milk, any kind of milk. I just drink smoothies with oat milk in it sometimes. But I don't buy store-bought oat milk or almond milk or any of that stuff because they load it up with carrageenan and calcium carbonate. So I don't want to drink limestone, okay? Because that's not good for your kidneys. So I don't do any of that stuff. I used to. It had bad effects. You drink calcium carbonate long enough, yeah, you won't like it. It'll have problems. So when I'm cooking, it's one of three oils. If I use oil in cooking, it's either real olive oil, not the counterfeit crap that's low cost at the grocery store. So real olive oil or avocado oil or coconut oil. And I might use a combination of those depending on the meal, depending on what I'm cooking. But I know all those oils are healthy. And I also keep the heat at some reasonable level. I don't go crazy, crazy hot. You know, I don't smoke the oils, basically, because if you do, you're creating, you know, bad substances in your food. So I try to cook at a lower temperature than what a lot of people do. And almost all the ingredients I eat are organic. And then finally, when it comes to water and air, it's all got to be clean. So, you know, we have a setup. We collect rainwater for our colloidal silver production, for all the silver products in our store, or most of them anyway, like the silver first aid gel, which I formulated. That's made with Texas rainwater. Yeah, you can go to our store, healthrangerstore.com. You'll find that. And many of the mouthwashes and other items like the nasal spray, etc., are made from Texas rainwater. Well, I take some of that Texas rainwater for drinking water. So I'm drinking all rainwater. And for clean air, I'm using the Triad air system, which we have available now at healthrangerstore.com/clean air. I'm using the big one, you know, the expensive one. And it cleans the air for the whole house, and it neutralizes so many airborne pathogens or spores, all kinds of things. So I run that. So the bottom line is, and I'm getting red light every day. I forgot to mention that. There's a red light machine that Jonathan Otto was able to connect me with. I don't think we have anything set up for that yet in our store, but maybe we will. But it's a really great red light machine. And so I stand in front of that while I'm standing on the Juvent, the micro impact vibration plate. That's from juvent.com, by the way. So, you know, I've been using that Juvent plate every morning for almost 8 years, or maybe more than 8 years now. Yeah, I think it's more than 8 years. And, you know, it does micro impact vibrations. It's really great for bone health and joint health and lymph movement. It's amazing. So now I double up. So I have the Juvent plate that I'm standing on, and then I have the red light machine right beside me. And I just get a full red light treatment while I'm on the Juvent plate. 2 for 1, you know, pretty cool. And I rotate, you know, rotate like every minute or so, and just like turn a little bit more, another 30 degrees or whatever, so that I'm getting red light all around my body from every angle over the course of that treatment. And I might do that Juvent plate and the red light treatment for like 10 minutes. That's all I really do. It's better if you do 15. It's even better if you do 20, but I'm usually in a hurry to get going. So I'll just do 10 minutes there, and I'll call it enough for today. And then I'll go on with my day. And during the day, I'm always gonna get some amount of sunshine. I'm always gonna walk in nature. I usually have a variety of like hands-on outdoor tasks. Right now, it might be moving firewood around, might be collecting eggs, it might be running a mower in the spring, you know, running a tractor, whatever the case may be, repairing fence posts or barbed wire. So I combine good nutrition, good defensive supplements and medicine with outdoor activities, clean water, clean air, and all of that. And that is what I do. Clean food, clean water, clean air, natural light, sunlight, infrared light. If you can't get outside, you know, get a red light machine. I like to use it in the nude, so I don't want to run around outside naked, so I use the machine instead on the vibration plate also. And then I'm just eating all the foods and supplements and superfoods that I know are filled with outstanding nutrition, with anti-cancer properties, you know, neuroprotective properties, liver protection properties, you know, good microbiome support for your digestive tract, all that, doing all that all the time. And as a result, I'm never sick. I'm never sick as in like out of commission, sick in bed. It just doesn't happen anymore. Used to before I knew all this stuff, but not anymore. Can heal pretty rapidly. I sleep well. Energy is good. Cognitive function is good. It's all good. You could call this whole thing really like an anti-aging regimen, I suppose. I mean, I could name this podcast like the Health Ranger's Anti-Aging Secrets, but it's not really anti-aging. It's just aging well. It's like we're all getting older, so we're all aging. But how do you age in a way where, you know, your biology stays as young as possible during all of this, where you have, you know, good cardio protection and neurological protection, and your liver is working, your kidneys are working, all that stuff. Aging well is what I described here. Protect yourself and you will age well. And I don't know about anti-aging. I mean, turmeric isn't going to make me ever look 19 years old again, but it will turn your dental work orange. That's a bonus. And if you drink enough beet juice, your stools will be red too. So yeah, you can play with colors, you know, colors in the foods. That's all kinds of fun. And the colors in the foods, the natural colors, are themselves, you know, powerful nutrition, like anthocyanins in berries, for example. So all kinds of great examples of this. In any case, when you're ready for clean lab-tested foods and superfoods and some variety of nutritional supplements like vitamin C, check us out at healthrangerstore.com. We've got hundreds of products there for your health, your longevity, your wellness, immune support, you know, cognitive support, cardiovascular support, so much more. Check it all out there, healthrangerstore.com, and thank you for your support. Appreciate everything that you do to help us keep doing what we do, which is empowering and uplifting humanity with knowledge. I'm going to keep doing it as long as I can. Thank you for listening. Take care. We've got a new product at the Health Ranger store called Oat Milk Powder. Here it is, available now, and it's got just one ingredient, which is oats. I mean, check it out. It's loaded with natural minerals, and it's about 5% fat, organic oat milk powder, certified organic, laboratory tested, and it's a great base for lots of smoothies. You know, I make my smoothies every day, and I started putting it in here as well. Just gives it an extra rich and sweet taste. Actually, oat milk powder is naturally kind of sweet. And if you really want to jazz it up, you can add a banana to it, or you can put whey protein in it. Let me show you what I have on my desk here, just some ideas of some of the things that I use in my smoothies, because, you know, I've been living on a smoothie for breakfast and lunch for like 20 years now. And so I'll use like Coco Energize, I'll use whey protein, I'll put broccoli sprouts in it for the sulforaphane, and there's the oat milk powder. I also use turmeric powder and then instant coffee sometimes, but those are currently out of stock at our store, so you have to check back on those later. And you can use anthocyanins for fruit-based smoothies, etc. But now I use a big Vitamix blender, but for those of you who want to have something more convenient for your office that's portable, we now carry the Blendy portable blenders at healthrangerstore.com. Just search for Blendy, B-L-E-N-D-I. And there's a couple different sizes there. Now, these clearly are not as strong as a Vitamix, but they're portable, great for at the workplace, great for travel. You know, you can use it in a hotel room, or, you know, you can use it on the go. You can use it, you know, traveling or in an RV or what have you. And these can blend up, you know, bananas and all these different powders and the new oat milk powder that we have as well quite successfully. And if you want to make my smoothie, it's really just put in like half an avocado and half of a big banana into the blendy with some of these other powders, like, you know, cacao powder and whey protein powder, a little bit of turmeric powder, etc. And then you're going to get a smoothie really close to what I drink every single day. So that's how you do it. And we've got these products and so much more available at healthrangerstore.com, where every purchase helps support our network and our effort to bring you technologies and solutions and knowledge for human empowerment, life, liberty, and happiness. So thank you for your support for shopping at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for all your support. Take care.